Very good morning and wishing you a great Thursday ahead. Welcome to today's episode. Three things we're talking about: Chair Powell sticks to transitory assessment, Bank of America earnings, Citi, Wells Fargo and BlackRock earnings. Stocks were little changed on Wednesday, with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell tempering worries that the Federal Reserve might begin reducing its bond purchases earlier than expected as a result of rising inflation. In testimony before Congress, Mr. Powell said that inflation has been higher than we have expected and a little more persistent than we had expected and hoped, while reiterating the Fed's belief that the eventual easing of supply chain bottlenecks would ease price gains. He also noted that unemployment remains elevated, particularly after taking into account how many people remain out of the labor market and therefore aren't included in the official unemployment rate. The takeaway is that the central bank probably won't be reducing or tapering its security purchases in September, despite the recent strong readings on inflation. That doesn't mean an early tapering isn't possible, of course. Unsaid might be the worry that the COVID-19 cases rising among the unvaccinated population as a result of the Delta variant, the economy may not be out of the pandemic grip just yet. If the news on the COVID improves and inflation continues to accelerate, the Fed could still move early. The Dow was up about 0.1%, S&P was up 0.1%, but the Nasdaq slipped by about 0.2%. The Labor Department said Wednesday that its producer price index, which measures the price that suppliers charge businesses and other customers, increased 7.3% in the 12 months ending in June on an unadjusted basis. That marked the largest jump since 12-month data were first calculated in November 2010. Under the surface of the market on Wednesday, shares of mega-cap technology companies helped lead the way. Netflix added 1.3%, Apple gained 2.4%, a new all-time high. Bloomberg News reported that Apple asked suppliers to build as many as 90 million next-generation iPhones this year, a sharp increase from last year's shipments. Shares of banks and other financial services companies were among the hardest hit in the market Wednesday of the S&P 500's 11 sectors. Only energy stocks fared worse, even after many firms reported better than expected financial results. Shares of Citi lost about 0.3%. The bank on Wednesday said its second quarter profits soared, beating expectations. Its revenue fell by about 12% to $17.47 billion, but that still topped analyst expectations. The decline from a year earlier was driven by lower results in fixed income trading, falling credit card loans, and dropping interest rates. But the bond trading decline, which was expected, was offset by better than expected results in equities trading and investment banking. Citigroup on Wednesday posted the second quarter results that benefited from a $1.1 billion boost from releasing reserves that the bank had set aside for loan losses. A year ago, the bank had been forced to set aside billions of expected credit losses, resulting in an $8.2 billion credit cost. CEO Jane Fraser said the pace of the global recovery is exceeding earlier expectations, and with it, consumer and corporate confidence is rising. We saw this across our businesses as reflected in our performance in investment banking and equities, as well as markedly increased spending on our credit cards. While we have to be mindful of the unevenness of the global recovery, we are optimistic of the momentum ahead, is what she remarked. On to Bank of America now. Bank of America shares lost about 2.5%. The bank posted earnings Wednesday of $9.22 billion in the second quarter, up from over $3.53 billion a year earlier, but low rates weighed on its revenue also. Bank of America, the second largest bank by assets in the US, saw revenue decline by about 4% from a year ago due to the impact of low interest rates and a drop in trading activity. Bank of America has been the only major US bank so far to miss analyst revenue predictions. Bank of America in particular is sensitive to interest rates. Interest rate income of about $10.23 billion the second quarter was down by about 6% from about $10.85 billion a year earlier. Earnings, however, topped estimates, with Bank of America seeing profit of about $9.2 billion or $1.03 per share, well ahead of the 77 cents analysts had projected and the 37 cents per share the bank earned in a year ago quarter. Results this quarter were helped by a $2.2 billion release of reserves that the bank set aside last year in anticipation of a wave of defaults due to the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Investment banking fees were a bright spot at JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs, which took advantage of companies' thirst of deal making and posted double-digit gains in their investment banking revenue. At Bank of America, however, investment banking fees was down by almost 2% to about $2.12 billion. Advisory fees for mergers and acquisitions also trailed peers. We delivered solid earnings and returned more capital to shareholders during the quarter as we move to a more open economy, is what the Chief Executive Brian Moynihan said in a statement, referring to the $5.8 billion return to shareholders via dividends and buybacks. One bright spot was Wells Fargo, which was up about 4%. The bank said Wednesday that its revenue rose 11% from a year ago to about $20.27 billion, topping expectations. Wells Fargo results were boosted by a $1.6 billion release of its credit loss reserves as consumers performed better than the bank anticipated amid the pandemic recession. The CEO remarks that Wells Fargo benefited from the continued economic recovery. Strong markets have helped drive gains in affiliated venture capital businesses and our progress in improving efficiency, but the headwinds of low interest rates and tepid loan demand remain. Our priority continues to be building an appropriate risk and control infrastructure for a company of our size and complexity, and we continue to invest in additional resources and devote significant management attention to this work, is what he commented. On to BlackRock. BlackRock shares fell about 3.1%. The fund management giant said its second quarter profit rose 14%, but the amount of new money it took in was less than what Wall Street had projected. Chief Executive Larry Fink said that he doesn't think inflation is temporary and that government policies that focused on protecting domestic jobs and America's supply chain will have inflationary effects. He projects that inflation will exceed 2% annually for the next 5 years or so. On that note, in the bond market, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to about 1.35 from 1.41 on Tuesday. Lastly, in the oil market, Brent crude futures, the international benchmark, fell about 2.3% a barrel in a choppy session. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries reached a compromise with the United Arab Emirates over production, resolving a standoff that whipsawed energy markets this month. That is the update. Stay safe and healthy, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.